With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is releasing details of President Trump's 2027 budget, including a $1.5 trillion defense spending request.
That's the largest of its kind in decades. The Republican president had indicated, even before the war against Iran began, that he wanted to increase defense spending to modernize the military. He also called for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The president's annual budget does not carry the force of law. Instead, it reflects an administration's priorities and provides a map to Congress, which handles spending issues. But Congress is free to reject it, and often does. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The midterm elections are coming up later this year, and as Donna Warder reports, at this point nobody knows how voters in Georgia are going to cast their ballots. That's because they simply don't have the machines totally solved there, and that's going to be a problem. Unbeaten UConn has produced yet another AP Women's Hoops Player of the Year.
Sarah Strong of UConn is the Associated Press Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Strong is averaging 18.6 points, 7.6 rebounds, 3.4 steals, and 1.6 blocks a game, while helping UConn go 38-0 heading into this week's Final Four. Strong became just the fifth player to win the award in her sophomore year. The AP started giving out the award in 1995. It's the 13th time that a Huskies player has won the award. Paige Beckers was the last to do so before Strong in 2021. I'm Geffen Coolball.
American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal reading in February. The Labor Department says hiring was about three times what economists had been predicting. The unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. That was down from February's reading of 4.4. This is SRN News. Canada has helped a blind man commit suicide. Michael Harrington has a report.
John Maloney of Alberta did not suffer from a terminal disease. He was losing his sight to glaucoma and so applied for assisted suicide under the country's expanded eligibility and was approved. Pro-life advocates are expressing horror and point out that Canada has been steadily expanding assisted suicide since it was first legalized just 10 years ago. Next year, the government is set to begin letting people with mental illness take their own life. Michael Harrington reported.
A federal judge in Texas has dismissed a lawsuit seeking to allow churches to endorse political candidates without losing their tax-exempt First Amendment rights, their tax-exempt status, and the suit challenges the Johnson Amendment, arguing it violated First Amendment rights by prohibiting electioneering from the pulpit. The Trump administration had supported the plaintiffs, but the district judge ruled he lacked the authority. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
America's employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs last month, rebounding from February's loss of 133,000 jobs. The job gains were roughly three times what economists had been expecting. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. Wall Street is closed today in observance of Good Friday. The market ended mixed yesterday, with the Dow closing 61 points lower, while the Nasdaq and the S&P ended higher in what was a winning week for the stock market. Airlines and other travel-related companies were among yesterday's biggest losers. United Airlines fell 3%. Carnival shed 3.5%. Tesla fell 5.4% after reporting that sales over the past several months fell short of analyst expectations. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.